Well, good morning, Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have an interesting preview running from our Allison Dunn, an interview with General German, who's now running against Congressman Delgado, and you're going to do a little deeper dive on General German and who he is and what he believes.
Well, yes, sir, David. As you know, Major General Tony German of Oneonta, the retired commander of the New York State National Guard, is planning to challenge Congressman Antonio Delgado in New York's 19th District next year. German's a Republican, Delgado's a Democrat. I had a great interview with Tony German on Sunday at his house in the hills outside of Oneonta. He's 60, but he seemed a lot younger. Lots of energy and enthusiasm. And as you might imagine, of a military man, he's in great shape. He told me he's met with both his Republican predecessors in the 19th, Chris Gibson, who was a retired Army colonel when he ran for office, and John Faso, who Delgado unseated last year. Both were intrigued by his candidacy, German said. Gibson connected him with his former campaign manager, Webmeister, and other staffers, and German is hiring some of them for his campaign. But they withheld endorsing him yet, German said, because they don't know if he can raise the necessary money. That's why he filed his papers last week, 14 months before the November 2020 election. He's got to get started. Last year, Faso raised $4.5 million. Delgado, who was a lawyer with Akin Gump, the politically connected law firm, raised $9 million. There are already two other Republicans in the race, a Woodstock contractor and a fashion designer from St. Louis, who returned to her native Poughkeepsie last month. And here's a bit of a scoop. At least I haven't seen it anywhere else. German expects Mark Molinaro, the Republican candidate for governor last year, to seek the GOP nomination as well. So he's expecting a primary. Molinaro, of course, is running for re-election as Dutchess County executive this year, so he's probably not going to say much until that election's over. German, of course, has a natural network among members of the National Guard and veterans generally. There are a lot of American Legions and VFWs in the district. One of his early supporters here is Len Carson, who was commander of the Oneonta Vets Club for a decade. German said he's planning to run on health care, border security, and improving the climate for small business. Also, he said he doesn't plan to make a big deal out of Delgado's hip-hop career, which Faso's campaign did. He repeated what he told the Times Union's David Lombardo last week. Everyone was a young person at one time. That says nothing about where they are today. So if it ends up German versus Delgado, it should be quite a campaign.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and much, much more. And thanks, Jim. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, David. Thank you, sir.